future implications.
We are living in the age of human overconsumption. Anabolic metabolism from eating too often is stressing nutrient-sensing pathways to the tipping point. Globesity is ever-increasing. Regular fasting improves energy metabolism regulation, reduces signs of disease in a variety of organisms, and extends longevity. It is a healthy behavior despite its uncomfortable sensation.
Pharmacological intervention may lessen oxidative stress and delay age-related pathology in humans in the same fashion as dietary restrictions. Such medical management of these metabolic pathways at mimic decreased nutrient availability can improve our health. Researchers are studying the positive effects of rapamycin and metformin. Rapamycin inactivates mTOR, and metformin activates AMPK.
These kinds of drugs are called calorie restriction mimetics. If medications like this work, then the impact on public health would be enormous. But we still need to learn more about the complex metabolic effects of such drugs that could break the relationships between overnutrition and disease. Amazingly, fasting and exercise activate pathways like AMPK that positively affect our metabolism and the characteristic of long-lived species. Therefore, the principles of hunger management offer the best natural approach based on growing scientific knowledge and archaeological revelations.
Beyond extending lifespan, enduring hunger can also reduce the development of age-related cancers, immune, brain, endocrine alterations, and motor dysfunction in recent animal model studies. Reducing metabolic stress by fasting causes cells to produce proteins that increase resistance to disease processes and increase growth factors that protect the brain. Brain cells' ability to make genetic repairs decline with time. This process may explain neurodegenerative diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. Brain cells are among the longest living cells in the human body, and to maintain their function over the decades of a human lifespan makes it crucial that they repair naturally occurring DNA damage.
Ongoing research suggests that regular metabolic switching may effectively reduce brain disorders as we age. The goal is to preserve meaningful human consciousness throughout the lifespan.
Growing technology will answer questions and shed light on the molecular and cellular biology of aging and health. Such as 3D imaging to see cellular activity, a novel bioimaging approach to provide biological insights with implications for how we view and understand living organisms. Another such development is microarray technology, proving to be a tool for showing how fasting hunger or calorie restriction affects the molecular mechanisms of aging. Such technology has revealed that aging results in decreased activity of metabolic and biosynthetic genes and gene expression patterns that show stress responses. Also, caloric restriction preserves gene expression longer and repairing or preventing damage to cells.
There is no definitive intervention for ensuring healthy aging in humans despite the impressive advancements and active research towards understanding its molecular foundations. Such cellular pathways are extraordinarily complex. Affecting any part of these pathways may have unwanted problems. Simulation of natural conditions seems far less risky. Humankind's health success may very well depend on freeing us from overconsumption by dietary and calorie restriction methods to match health span to a long lifespan.
The course of the evolution of human eating and activity levels is starting to appear. The information in this book hopes to foster dialogue and creativity about how we perceive hunger in the modern era. We should promote ongoing research, publications, pharmacological discoveries, energy metabolism strategies, and dietary restrictions.